You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Julie Ryan, noted psychic and medical intuitive, is ready to answer your personal questions, even those you never knew you could ask. For more than 20 years, as she's developed and refined her intuitive skills, Julie used her knowledge as a successful inventor and businesswoman to help others. Now, she wants to help you grow, heal, and get the answers you've been longing to hear. Do you have a question for someone who's transitioned? Do you have a medical issue? What about your pet's health or behavior? Perhaps you have a loved one who's close to death and you'd like to know what's happening. Are you on the path to fulfill your life's purpose? No matter where you are in the world, take a journey to the other side and ask Julie Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Ask Julie Ryan Show. I'm Julie, your host, and I'm so delighted you could join us this week. My intention in doing this show is to provide information, insight, and comfort to people all around the world by helping to answer life's unanswerable questions. We have a bunch of callers on hold so far, and so we will get to them here in just a second. But before we do, you know what this is? This is the first Thursday in March of 2020. So, that means we have a winner of a free session with me. And the winner is her handle, I guess, her name on Apple iTunes is 143 Hey Mom. I love that. 143 Hey Mom, you're the winner. And what you won is a 1-hour session with me, which is valued at $155. And Hey Mom said, quote, I just discovered this podcast and I find it fascinating. I learned so much from Julie and I'm in awe of her talent. I listen often, even in the car, and I'm telling all of my friends about this podcast. Hi, Gail. I'm going to put you on hold. I'll come back. I listen often, even in the car, and I'm telling all my friends about this podcast. Thanks, Julie, for helping me to continue to learn and grow at the ripe old age of 59. 3 exclamation points. Take a listen. You won't be disappointed. So 143, Hey Mom, you won. Email me, Julie, at AskJulieRyan.com. We will set up a date and time that works for you, and I'll get to talk with you for a whole hour. So I'm looking forward to that. The reason that I do this every month, you guys, is because it's a thank you to all of you for listening, number one. And number two, I understand $155 is a lot of money to a lot of people. So it's something that I can do that you can enter this drawing and hopefully win. And all you have to do are 3 easy things. Just follow me on Instagram at AskJulieRyan. Sign up for my blog at AskJulieRyan.com. And put a review on iTunes about the podcast. And then that helps other people find it. So congratulations to Hey Mom. Looking forward to talking with you. So our first person that we're going to get on tonight is Jeremy Scott. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Well, I am wonderful. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. You too. Everybody, I was on Jeremy's show a couple of weeks ago, and so I wanted him to come on and tell you about him and tell you about his show and just let him say a few things. So, Jeremy, take it away.
Well, certainly, Julie. We had a conversation, particularly, I think, about your new book, which, of course, is fascinating if folks haven't picked up Angelic Attendance. I don't know how new it is, but I know that we had a conversation, particularly on the topic of transitioning from this life into the next. And that's really certainly something that fascinates me, as it probably does a lot of your listeners. You know, the afterlife and what's ahead for us, you know, after we cross over, which is a big part of the theme of my show is crossing over from this realm into the next. So, you know, I would just say if folks haven't picked up your book or if they haven't heard our interview, please do, because it was a fascinating hour. It went by so quick. We had a lot of information that we were able to cram in there. But my show is primarily you know, focused on many of the same topics that you discuss, and even some other topics, you know, touching on the fields of conspiracy and, of course, UFOs and aliens and Bigfoot and you know, ghosts and the afterlife and everything. So that's what my podcast focuses on, and I'm just thrilled to hear of people like you who are doing podcasts. A lot of people are intimidated by the digital world that we live in, and as a full-time radio personality and professional, been in radio for 20 years or so, I just love, you know, seeing people who love this as much as I do. So kudos to you.
Oh, thanks so much. That means the world to me. You sound like a radio guy. I told you that when I was on your show. Everybody, I'm going to post the links into the Parabnormal with Jeremy, and it'll be on my social media, Instagram at Ask Julie Ryan and Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. That will be up by the end of the night, and you'll be able to link to the show. And it was really fun, Jeremy. So thanks again for having me on. And everybody, give Jeremy's show a listen. Where can people find you and find your show, Jeremy?
You can search for it. It's Into the Parabnormal on all of the major podcasts. Platforms, and we're on YouTube as well, or at parabnormalradio.com. Got to put the B in there between what you would normally refer to as the paranormal. It's parabnormal. So just go there. You can find the links. And I'll stay listening, Julie. Hope you have a great show.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jeremy. Appreciate you joining us. Take care.
Oh, my pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay. So let's see who our first caller is. Hang on 1 second. I'm getting to my dashboard. Here we go. It's Rubel. Hi, Rubel.
Hey, Julie.
How are you, sir?
Pretty good, pretty good. Nice to be talking to you.
Thank you. You too. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Say hi to Mickey for us.
Yeah, I will. I will. Tomorrow morning.
Oh, is that right? Okay, good. Well, I'm sure he'll be thrilled to see you. How may I help you this evening? You got a question for me?
Yes, yes, Julie. I have a question for you. So my wife's dad, my father-in-law, recently had a major brain tumor, a level 4 tumor, and then this was taken out. And I'm calling in for us to get a read on where he is energetically and what can we do to help him.
Okay. Where is he, Rubel?
He's in India right now. South
okay.
of India.
Okay. And what's his name?
His name is George Thomas.
George. Okay. All right. What I'm going to do, Rubel, is I'm going to raise my vibrational level to the level of spirit, because we're all spirits attached to a body having a human experience. And when we're attached to a body, our spirit vibrates more slowly simply because the body has mass. And so by raising my vibrational level, I turn my skills on and off at will. I don't walk around scanning people because I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think it's unethical. And so I raise my vibrational level. It takes me a nanosecond. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to watch a laser beam come from my body here in Birmingham, Alabama. It's going to hook into you in Orlando, and then from you, I'm going to hook into George in India. And then I'm going to ask George's permission to scan him. And how I find him is, it's my spirit hooking into your spirit hooking into George. Because all of our spirits have an energy vibration, like a radio station that we broadcast on, like Jeremy was just talking about. He'd been in radio for 20 years. So you tune in. That's how I get a spirit that's either connected to a body or a spirit that isn't connected to a body. It doesn't matter. That spirit has the same vibration through eternity. So I tune into that vibration, and that's how I'm able to get in touch with George. I will ask his permission to scan him. If he is dying, then I won't need to ask his permission because his spirit will be out of his body, and I will describe to you what I'm seeing. Is he in the hospital, Rubel? Is he home?
No,
where is he?
Yeah, he's discharged from hospital after the surgery. He's
okay.
Doing okay now, yeah. He gave me permission in advance to work on him.
Perfect. Wow, you did good. All right, here we go. Here comes my laser beam heading south to you in Orlando. Got you. Okay, heading way south to get into George, to hook into George. It's just going to take a second. It's funny, Robo, because I watch my laser beam, and in my mind's eye, my eyes are closed, and I watch it go across oceans and continents and states if I'm scanning somebody in the U.S. So hooking into George. All right, got George. George, I'm talking to Rubel. Is it okay if I scan you energetically? All right, he's saying yes. Good job on that. Not that I don't believe you, but I still ask anyways, because, again, it's an ethical thing with me. I'm shooting energy from his feet up through the top of his head. And so you said he had a stroke. Is that what you said? He had a brain tumor.
He had a brain tumor, and the tumor was surgically removed.
Okay. All right. Did he have a stroke as well, Rubel?
He did not have a stroke. His brother had a stroke.
Okay, because I'm getting that there's stroke symptoms. Maybe it's just the symptoms with George.
He had high EEG. So what is that? He had a seizure before. Before the
That's what I'm getting. That stroke symptoms were there, and they're still. Is a possibility for stroke symptoms with him. What I'm doing is I'm energizing his system. I'm also pushing the anesthesia out of his body, because anesthesia, even though the anesthetist and the anesthesiologist tell you that anesthesia only stays in for 24 hours, that is just not what I see. I see that it can last for a long time, sometimes even months. So I'm pushing the anesthesia out of his system from his feet up through the top of his head. It's like it's this gray fog that covers his whole body. And so I need to remove it to help him heal, number one, but also so I can see what's going on underneath that. So
okay.
I'm pushing that out. So this is the healing part of the equation that I'm doing here. So is his blood pressure okay? It looks to me like his blood pressure is high. Is he on medication?
After the surgery, he had high blood pressure too. So he was probably taking medicines before. Right now, he's definitely taking a lot of medicines.
A lot of medicine. I'm seeing that. Okay, and blood pressure is an issue. So they're still trying to regulate that. There's a device that I want you to look up, Rubel, and it's called the Zona, Z as in zebra, O, N as in Nancy A, the Zona, called the Zona Plus. And it's a device that reminds me of a video game control that you hold in your hand, if somebody's playing a video game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was developed because fighter pilots, when they go mock, they're taught to hold on to the joystick in the cockpit to help them pull the G-forces when they go mock. And mm-hmm. what they found as a result of that squeezing of the hand on that joystick is that it lowered their blood pressure. So that technology has been developed into a product. And I have many clients throughout the world who use this, and it helps regulate their blood pressure and help get them off medicine. So I would look at that. Go to zona.com. So he's high blood pressure is the issue. That ties in with the stroke symptoms as well. And that's at least a start. I think it would make sense for us to spend an hour really doing a deep dive on him to see what we can do to help him get well. So if you could schedule a appointment with me at AskJulieRyan.com, that would be great. And then we'll have a whole hour to talk about it. So thanks for so much for calling in this evening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, you bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see who's next. I think we've got Mihoko. Hi there.
Hi, Julie. This is Mihoko.
How are you? Hi, Mihoko.
I'm good. I'm okay.
Great. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Los Angeles.
All right. Terrific. You got a question for me?
Yes, I do. I do have the digestive issues almost
okay.
3 years. Yeah, it's a SIBO.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, I try from colonoscopy to endoscopy to I'm on Rifaximin.
Okay.
Everything, medically and alternative to integrative. I have a wonderful group of doctors. However, mm-hmm. my body is still not happy. It just comes mm-hmm. coming back. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I just want to ask you, I do meditation, yoga, and I try to eat all the stuff, but just what mm-hmm. can I do to break that cycle? Mm-hmm. I'm all
so,
for healing.
So you're still testing stuff. Positive for SIBO?
Yes, I had a breast test about 3 times, and the last was maybe a couple months ago. But, yeah, I'm a refaxing okay. after the breast test.
Okay. All right. So what I've done is I've gone ahead and connected with you just for time's sake. And what I'm doing is I'm lasering that bacteria. It's uh-huh. a bacterial infection, as you know, and it's a gut yeah. bacterial infection for those of you that don't know what that is, and it causes stomach pain and problems with the GI tract. So I'm lasering that bacteria, and it's so funny because it leaves like this carcass, like a shell, and then I suck the shells out. And so I'm doing that. So now I'm shooting energy from your feet up through the top of your head. That's just making you glow in the dark with that. I know you've probably taken lots of gut biome tests, but if you email me, juliet@julieryan.com, the one that I really like the best, I've done a bunch of due diligence on these. You can do yourself without a doctor's orders, and it's going to tell you the foods to eat that are going to be best mm-hmm. for you to restore your gut health. Food's the best medicine. So email me, and I will give that to you. In the meantime, I hope this healing makes you feel better. Okay? And I'll send you that link. Anybody that's listening, email me, juliet@julieryan.com, and I'll send you the link as well. It's for half off. So I hope that helps. You may want to schedule an appointment, too, and then we'll have a whole hour to go through what all's going on and do healings and stuff.
Quickly, what do you feel about like a karmic effect? Is it just keep having the same disease?
This is physiological. This is physiological. There's always an emotional effect mm-hmm. that an emotional event that has caused an energy block, which it allows tear in the energy field membrane. We can do that in a private session when we have time. And, yeah, mm-hmm. there's always an emotional component, always, 100% of the time. As soon as we illuminate it and it shows up, it's like I'm watching a mini movie in my head. As soon as it shows up, it heals the energy field membrane, allows you to work on full power. But this is a physiological thing going on with you with an emotional uh-huh. component, but it's primarily physiological.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Okay.
That's good to know.
You bet. Okay,
thank you
for calling.
Thank you very
much. Take care. You're
okay,
welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, let's see who's next. I believe our next caller is Michael. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Julie.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
How may I help you this evening? Well, first of all, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Palm Springs, California.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah, it's beautiful here today.
Good time of year to be out there.
That's for sure.
Wonderful. How may I help you this evening?
Okay, well, for the past 3.5 years, I've suffered from the most debilitating headaches. Migraines of some sort affects my vision terribly. And every day is just a nightmare. It's every single day, most of the day. The more I use my eyes, the worse it gets.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So it makes modern life very difficult because, you know, we all look at screens for work and everything else. So
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's challenging. And so far I've had really no relief from any kind of medicine, alternative medicine, doctors. I've had scans. I've been to every imaginable place, but to no avail. So just wondering if you can shed some light on that for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I used to have migraines for the first 40 years of my life. So I'm with you, my man. They're atrocious. And I had my son without any drugs. Migraine pain's worse. I'm just saying it's worse than labor pain.
Well, I have it every day, all day.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine. So two things. I went ahead and hooked into you just for time's sake. I'm seeing mold exposure. You got mold in your system. I'm cleaning it out as we talk. And where's the mold exposure? Do you have a water leak in your home? Have you had a water leak that's been remediated?
No.
What's going on with that? Okay. All right. There's a product. There's a product and a website. Two things I want you to go to. Number one is on the mold. It's called Homebiotic, like antibiotic for the home. So home, H-O-M-E, biotic.com. They've got a test kit that you can get there. They also have this spray, Michael, that's non-toxic that you can spray in on any surface. And it's a bacteria that kills the mold. It eats the mold. And it's the coolest stuff. So check that out, number one. I think the mold is a huge factor with your migraines. Number two, yeast is always present whenever there's mold exposure, Candida. Mm-hmm. So if, like what I was just mentioning to Mihoko, if you email me, julie@julieryan.com, I'm going to send you the link to that gut biome test. It's going to tell you what foods to eat, what foods to avoid.
Yeah,
our gut is our immune system.
I've explored that area thoroughly. And I did have a terrible problem with my gut, but that's actually healing up really well. And I used, I don't know if it's the same test, but I used a test like that. And man, has it helped my gut, but it just hasn't helped my headaches.
Great. Okay. And then the third thing I want you to do is I want you to go to Erlen, I-R-L-E-N, as in Nancy, Erlen.com, mm-hmm. and read about that. When I am scanning somebody, Michael, I not only get pictures in my mind's eye, I'm also getting what I call divine downloads. I got information coming into my head really fast. And so I got for you to check into Erlen. There is a percentage of the population, I think it's a little less than 30%, that it's a brain thing. It's not an eye thing, but it has to do with light. And it's how the brain processes light. And migraines are one of the symptoms. I have this. I've been tested for it. I have it. How they correct it is with colored lenses. You know how Whoopi Goldberg and Bono wear colored lenses, Johnny Depp? I always thought they wore colored lenses just because they thought they looked cool. They're wearing colored lenses because they're patients of Helen Erlen. And tests children for this, and it's a game changer. When we're looking at screens and it's amazing the difference. So go check that out too.
Because these are definitely related to my eyes in some way. It's like
it can trigger migraines. So go to Erlen, IRLEN.com. I would check out homebiotic.com, get a kit, test your house. If you want to schedule a private session, I can scan your house and I can tell you where the mold is when we have
already got it scheduled.
Fabulous. Well, I look forward to talking with you in the near future. Okay.
Right,
in the meantime, I've cleaned the mold out of your system. I've cleaned the yeast out of your system. Hopefully that will make you feel better.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Michael. You bet. Okay. Talk soon. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it is Roberto. Let me find you. Roberto, where are you? Let's see. Oh, I'm not finding you. Maybe you dropped off. Okay. Well, let's go to Stephanie next then. Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Oh, hi. I wasn't sure. I had talked to you before about this, but I've been doing stem cell treatment for my knees given the fluoroquinolone toxicity, and I've been doing it for 2 months now. I just haven't seen any improvement, but I'm trying to stay hopeful. I'm going again to Michigan, so I'm traveling for it this weekend, but I've invested so many dollars, but I just want your thoughts. Is it working? Maybe it's just going to take a little bit more time.
Okay.
I'm really trying to stay hopeful, but it's just been hard when I'm not seeing the benefits yet.
Oh, I bet. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from.
Oh, yeah, I'm calling from D.C.
Okay, terrific. All right, got you on my radar. Okay, shooting energy. So right knee looks inflamed to me. Let me calm that down. Inflammation looks like red fog over body parts. So I calm it down with anti-inflammatory energy, which is blue. It's a royal blue color. And Stephanie and everybody listening to this, when I say I calm it down, it's a collective we. when I say I, it's spirit working through me. I'm the conduit. I'm the facilitator. So it's spirit, me, my spirit guides, your spirit guides, the universe, universal intelligence, its source. All right. I just say I just because it's easier while I'm talking. So just wanted to mention that. But it's spirit working through me, I believe. So calming that down with anti-inflammatory energy, royal blue color. Okay, I see. So you're trying to get new cartilage to grow. Is that what you're doing with the stem cells? Yeah, it's growing, girl. It's growing in the right knee. It is growing. It is.
So even though it's
absolutely
still inflamed, and it's both knees, it doesn't feel any better. It still feels inflamed, but that's okay. Like, should he change his, he thought about changing his treatment. He was going to do new things, like anything that you could recommend to tell him.
Okay, all right. Well, I haven't checked the left knee yet because it went to the right knee first because that was more inflamed. The energy always goes where it's most needed first. Does your right knee hurt more than your left knee?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, okay. So that makes sense. Yeah. Because that's where the energy always goes.
It still feels like the structure is not there. Like, my legs are so tired after 15 minutes of walking or standing. After a couple of minutes, they start to give out. So I'm just not feeling it any relief yet. Not saying it's not working.
Yeah, it's working. It's working. It's just taking some time. Let's give it a booster. And I think we did this before with you, so let's just do it again. I use stem cell energy. Looks like light amber-colored gel. Has sparkles in it. And I'm filling that cavity in your knee joint on the right knee with stem cell energy. There's a centrifuge. Imagine a funnel cloud spinning above it. And that centrifuge, that spinning is what turns that stem cell energy into body parts. The reason, Stephanie, you know this, but to everybody's listening, the reason I'm so descriptive about this when I'm watching these healings is because if you can visualize or at least have a feeling of what I'm seeing in my head, going to help integrate it into your body.
That's
so
a good idea.
You know this because we've talked before, but it's just, that's why I'm so descriptive. All right, let me go to the left leg and see what's going on. Left leg isn't as inflamed, but I'm watching stem cell energy get injected onto the left side of your left knee, so the outer side of your left knee in between that joint. It's growing in there too. It's working. It's working.
It is. It just maybe a couple of months.
It's working. So is it in Stephanie's best interest to give it more time or to let the doctor use a different treatment plan? I get different treatment plans going to enhance it and make it heal faster. So whatever he's talking to you about that he's tweaking to try something else, I believe it's going to help speed up your recovery.
And he's good. I should trust him. His name is Juan.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Thank you.
Hope that helps. You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye, Stephanie. Okay. We do this show every Thursday night at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific. The call-in number is 712-770-4160, and the access code is 533-677-POUND. You can find this information a whole bunch of different places. Wherever you download podcasts, it's in the show notes. And on my website, askjulieryan.com, if you scroll down to the bottom of the homepage, you'll see it. We're also on Alexa. We're on YouTube. That information is both of those places. In addition, I send out a newsletter each week. It's my blog, and it's a question somebody has submitted online, and I answer the question. And in the body of the email, it says, okay, remember to call in. And then lastly, social media, Ask Julie Ryan on Instagram. If you follow me, Ask Julie Ryan on Facebook, please follow me. And I'll post every week. Okay, we're doing a show tonight. Call in and get your questions answered. If you don't see a post, that means I'm not doing a live show, which happens about 4 times a year. So most weeks we're doing it, but that's a way that you can check it. The day of the show is just go to Ask Julie Ryan on Instagram or Facebook and you'll see it with all the call-in information. When you're on my website, schedule a private appointment and then we'll have a whole hour to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we can talk about multiple things, medical stuff, past life stuff, spirit guide stuff, whatever you want to discuss. Also, while you're on my site, check out my angelic attendant training. It's 4 Saturdays. couple of hours for four Saturdays in a row. I'm just finishing up with the fifth group in a year. I just started this a year ago, February. And so about 60 people have gone through now, all walks of life, construction workers, housewives, doctors, lawyers, professors, therapists, I mean, practitioners. It's just all across the board, and everybody's life is enhanced. And it is a blast, you guys. We have so much fun. But you can learn how to do all this stuff that I do. I teach it. I learned how to do all this. Anybody can learn it. So if you're interested, check that out on my site. Okay, this week a question came in from Laura, and Laura lives in Hesperia, California. And she asked, hi, Julie. My son, Tristan, hi, we got somebody just joined us. I'm going to mute you so we don't have any background noise. Okay, great. Laura said, hi, Julie. My son, Tristan's 15 years old and has been diagnosed with mild autism, ADHD, and ODD. I had no clue what ODD was. He suffers from depression and suicidal thoughts. He had a very violent birth and was an unhappy baby, always crying and angry. At this age, Tristan is very isolated and doesn't have many friends. He's very negative and pessimistic. I'm afraid he'll get addicted to drugs and or commit suicide. Please help me, with four exclamation points at the end of please help me, you guys. So here's my response. Hi, Laura. Thanks for your question. I can only begin to imagine what you must have and currently are going through worrying about your son, Tristan. In order to get some information for you, I energetically connected to you in California and from you to Tristan. I then asked him for permission to scan him. He declined. As you may know, I can scan anyone, and I won't without their approval. It's a personal ethical line I never cross. I believe everyone is entitled to privacy, and that includes having energetic scans and healings done on them. You guys will hear me ask if somebody wants me to scan somebody who's a family member or a friend, I will always ask that person's permission. If I don't get it, I won't scan. The good news is I can still access guidance for you and Tristan by asking spirit, and I put in parentheses, God, the universe, your deceased loved ones, spirit guides, etc., for information. Here's what I received. I got, and I put in parentheses, meaning I received a thought, Tristan's primary issue is oppositional defiant disorder, which is ODD. I had to look it up. I don't know what this was. The Mayo Clinic claims ODD is a childhood mental health disorder that includes frequent and persistent anger, irritability, arguing, defiance, or vindictiveness toward peers, parents, teachers, and other authority figures. Research shows it's very common for people with ODD to struggle with coexisting mental health conditions such as ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression, substance abuse, suicidal thoughts and behavior. ODD is also associated with low self-esteem and learning disorders and is a risk factor for conduct disorder, a more serious type of behavior disorder that often involves criminal activities. You mentioned Tristan had a violent birth and was an unhappy baby. I got, and that's in quotes, meaning I got a thought, I got the information downloaded into my head, I got that a traumatic brain injury, also known as a TBI, could very possibly be contributing to his ODD disruptive behaviors. Perhaps TBI occurred during the birthing process, or he may have suffered TBI from preservatives and vaccines he received as an infant/child. You may want to have Tristan get a SPECT scan, S-P-E-C-T, to look for possible TBIs and how his brain operates. Amen Clinic says, quote, it's important to know that having ODD is not a character flaw. In people with ODD, brain scans show marked increased activity in an area of the brain called the anterior cingulate gyrus, ACG, end quote. In addition, I also got cleaning up Tristan's diet could help. Reuters reported in a study of 100 children with ADHD, scientists from Radboud University and the ADHD Research Center in the Netherlands found that a restricted diet led to significant improvements in the symptoms of some ADHD sufferers. And the Food Intolerance Network cited multiple studies showing an improvement in ODD behavior when food additives were avoided. I thought that was really interesting. Went on to say, furthermore, Mark Hyman, MD, says studies have shown feeding violent prisoners healthy diets in prisons can reduce crime by 56%. When adding a multivitamin, because they're also nutritionally deficient, violent crime goes down by 80%. I thought that was a remarkable figure. End quote. It makes sense to me that if healthy diets reduce anger, irritability, and violent behavior in adults, they should have the same effect on kids and teenagers. Hope this information provides some options to explore as you help Tristan navigate his teenage years. Okay, that's a lot of quotes that I had. If you go to my website, if you're interested in learning more about this, go to my website, AskJulieRyan.com. There are a boatload of links on there to all of these different studies and quotes that I got. So thanks so much, Laura, for sending in that question, and good luck with your son. Sounds like you got your hands full, and God bless you for that. Okay, let's go back to the phone, and let's see who else we have. I believe our next caller is Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I feel good, thank you. It's my first time with you, and I have a session set up for three weeks from now.
Wonderful. Where are you calling us from?
I'm from Encinitas, California.
Okay.
Which is just north of San Diego.
That's right. I know it well.
Yeah,
I lived in LA for a long time, and my grandmother-in-law lived in North County, San Diego, so I know it well. How may I help you this evening?
Well, I have a health condition that I'm dealing with, and my wife suggested it'd be great if you could scan and see what you see. I don't know if you want me to talk about it or you just want to tell me. I don't know how you work.
Yeah. Just for time's sake, if you'd give us a little bit about what's going on, and then I'll get you on my radar.
About 2 months or so ago, I got a report back on a PSA that had doubled in about 22 months. I've got a lot of other tests. I'm very holistically oriented. I'm actually a holistic doctor. So I'm waiting to hear back from some more tests or some concern that it might have spread to bone. We don't know yet. I'm going to get an MRI in 6 days. And so that's why my wife suggested I have an appointment with you, and I'm doing a lot of meditating. I'm really working at this, and I feel a lot better at the same time. This concern.
Good. Good. Yeah. I'm in your prostate right now. I've got it on my radar. That sounds wild, isn't it? I'm in your prostate right now. I'm looking at your prostate right now, energetically. Yeah, but your wife asked you to call me, so she must approve for me being in your prostate there. All right, so what I'm doing is I'm removing those malignant cells. I am seeing malignant cells. I encapsulate them, Brian, so that they don't go anywhere, and then remove them. And then I'm putting stem cell energy in there to regenerate that part of your prostate that was removed, all right, with the malignant cells on it. That's number one. Number two, I'm doing a whole body scan to see. I am seeing some little clusters of cells. I don't see anything major. So let's do a quick DNA healing. And I do this with people that have cancer all the time. And what I watch is I watch a chromosome come out of your body. I'm a hologram of you in my mind's eye. And, you know, we all have an X chromosome. I'm preaching to the choir with you here. You know this. And girls have two X's and boys have an X and a Y. So everybody has an X. I watch an X come out. And then I see seven strands of DNA, which is the recipe that tells the cells how to behave, that have come out. I always see seven. First time I scan somebody that's dealing with a cancer diagnosis. And I'm watching those letters that all represent a nucleic acid, ATCG. They're getting rearranged. It's almost like watching a Scrabble game in warp speed. And a strand of DNA, Brian, I know you know this, but for everybody listening, a strand of DNA can have 100,000 letters on, hundreds of thousands of letters on it. And so imagine watching these letters get moved around. So it's resequencing them. What it's doing is it's correcting the mutations that have happened in the DNA. And then when those strands are reconfigured, if you will, they snap back into the X chromosome, and then the chromosome goes back into your body. So four have snapped back already. They remind me of like a tape measure and a sewing kit. You know, you can stretch it out, and then you push that little red button, and it goes flying back into the container. So doing that, okay, and one last one's doing it. Okay, that snapped back in. I believe you will make a full recovery from this. I will help you in any way I can, and I'm delighted that we have a private session so we can do a deep dive and really spend some time on this.
And great, and I'll get the report when I see you, when I talk to you about the MRI and what that finds, and hopefully they won't find any malignancy now.
Yeah, yeah. I see little clusters of cells. They look like an embryo, you know, in its first few days or a week of life. I'm just watching the cells divided. What I did, the reason I went right to the DNA healing is that will correct those cells from proliferating, and when I get you all to myself for an hour, we'll be on a seek and destroy mission. So we'll get the rest of them out.
Oh, great. I really appreciate it, my dear. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Okay. I believe you'll make a full recovery. So hang on to that.
Thank you, Sue.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. I believe it's Anna. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Hi, Julie.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks.
Good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin, from across Wisconsin.
Terrific.
Yeah,
how may I help you?
This is my first time calling, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. I saw you on Instagram through Dr. Christiane Northrup, and I was just kind of curious.
Yeah, she's amazing. Boy, she's just amazing. She took my class, Anna, and she said, I've been studying this stuff for 30 years, this spiritual stuff. She said, 2 weeks after you, I get it, and I'm able to do all this stuff I haven't been able to do after 30 years. What's up with that? And she said it in the middle of the class. It was hilarious. And I said, it's the transfer of this super high vibrational energy from me to my students. And
it's like this.
Yeah.
She kind of scans people the same way, really quick, really direct, really, you know, just instantaneous.
Yep.
And so,
yeah, she learned how to do that in my class. So anybody can learn.
I loved it. Okay, yeah. So I guess that's kind of what I'm interested in, just like how you can sort of with permission access. So. I'm sort of just interested if there's any information that comes up. Like, I feel a really strong, strongly connected to, like, angels and spirit guides. I don't have that much interest. I just feel like I get so many amazing, like, protections and guidances that I notice.
Well, check out my class. The next session starts the third week of April, the weekend after Easter, and we learn how to communicate with spirit. And when you can communicate with spirit, either attached to a body or not, you can access universal intelligence. And you can take it anywhere you want, but you learn how to do it, how to turn it on and off, how to validate what you're getting, and all this stuff that I do, I teach my students. So I think that would be terrific if you want to join. I'm limited to 12 people. Right now in the class we have 12 people in 4 countries that are taking the class, and we are on a video platform, like in a conference call where we can all see each other, and it's life-changing and, you know, really will enhance your life in untold ways. I think that would be fabulous if you want to join us for that.
That sounds amazing. Like, it sounds like something I, you know, should probably explore or would really, really enjoy and get a lot out of.
Yeah.
Just because I'm very sensitive already.
Terrific. So we'll really ramp it up for you.
Is there anything around me that you, like, I know that people usually have specific urgencies, but. Is there anything that you can ask?
Do you have a question that you want me to help you with or a specific question?
I guess, like, the main question would be where should I, like, my next move? Like, I've been kind of stuck location-wise in my parents' house mm-hmm. for, like, a few years, and I'm just kind of looking different parts of the country, the U.S., and, like, also in career and stuff. I feel kind
okay.
of, like, yeah.
So where are you thinking of moving?
Colorado.
Okay. Can you
well,
be more
maybe
specific?
New York City. Yeah, either Denver or Boulder.
I get a yes on New York City, girl. I get a yes.
Yeah, you're getting yes on New York City.
Yeah,
okay.
I am. Yeah, I'm getting a yes on New York City. So I hope that helps. But yeah, so explore stuff in New York City. I think that's
explore
good.
Explore stuff in New York City. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I hope that helps. Okay, Miss Deanna, thanks for calling
Thank
this evening.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Take care.
Okay,
bye-bye.
You too. All the best.
All right, let's see who else we have on the call. We've got Liz. Let's go to Liz. Hi, Liz.
Hi, I'm really excited to talk to you.
Thank you. I'm excited to talk to you. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from, let me get off speaker. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
From the Detroit area in Michigan.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope you
so
this evening.
So I also found you from Christine Northrup, too. She mentioned you, so I've just started following.
Wonderful.
I have so many questions. So, but
okay.
I think the most important one for me right now is I have been just exhausted and not feeling well since August. Mm-hmm. And I've had all kinds of tests and doctors looking at what it could be, and they mm-hmm. come up with, you're stressed. So I
okay.
just want to see what you see.
I see that you need hormones. How old are you?
Oh, I'm 60, about to be 61.
All right, and you're not taking hormones now, are you?
I am.
Like
I actually have an estrogen
patch. If you are,
patch.
It's not enough. Not enough.
Okay.
You need more. And are you taking testosterone as well?
I'm not.
Okay. You want to add that? Are you, it's a bioidentical patch?
It's
right?
not. I tried that and it didn't work. So I had a complete hysterectomy in my 30s. So
uh-huh.
I've been, sometimes I take the hormone patch that the doctors prescribe.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not on all the time. It's just sometimes
it is.
You do it.
It's on all the time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. If you go to a website that is IFM,
mm-hmm.
I is an institute, F is in functional, M is in medicine, the Institute for Functional Medicine .org, and put your zip code in, you'll find a doctor in your area who specializes in bioidentical hormones. Another
okay.
site you can go to as well, Liz, is A, the letter A, the number mm-hmm. four, M, as in Mary.com, A4M.com, stands for the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine.
Okay.
Go see somebody who really knows what they're doing with bioidentical hormones. You don't want to be on the synthetic hormones because they have extra molecules added to their formulas so they can be patented, and you want to be
mm-hmm.
on the bioidentical, which is what our body manufactures when we're young and fertile. So
okay.
I did was I shot energetic estrogen into you, which will hopefully help. I also put a little bit of testosterone in. It's a mix. It's like a soup, like a hormone soup,
okay.
and you want to have those balanced. So I would find there will certainly be plenty of doctors in the Detroit area, Metro Detroit
okay.
area, that will be specialists on bioidentical hormones. I believe that's what's going on right on first
Oh,
plan.
My gosh. So helpful. Thank you.
Oh, good. You're so welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Can
Take
I ask
care.
You one other quick question about work?
Let
Real quick.
Let me get
you want
to
move on?
Let me,
okay.
I need to get to somebody else.
Okay. No worries.
Thanks so
okay,
much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm blowing through, getting as many on as I can. Hi, Rosada. Rosada.
Hi.
Rosada. Hi.
Yes.
Pronounce your name for me.
Rosada.
Rosada. Perfect. Hi, girl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling us from?
Monarchy, New Jersey. We actually had a session a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Terrific. Yes.
How are you?
We're good. We're good. I was actually calling.
You got a quick question for me?
Yes, yeah. On behalf of my aunt. She was recently diagnosed with breast and lung cancer, and she's only 54. So I was wondering if you could do a scan on her.
Yeah, what's her name?
Ganimet.
Spell for me.
G-A-N-T. Hold on, give me a second. G-A-N-I-M-E-T.
Okay. Ganimet. Okay. All right. So I've connected to you. I've gone from you to her. Okay. So, she's sick. You know that already. Okay. It's metastasized to other areas, even more than her lungs. If you can schedule a session, I'd be delighted to work with her. In the meantime, she's not dying at the moment, but she's pretty sick. So I know that's not what you want to hear, but that's what's going on. See if you can get her to schedule a session with me, and I'll be able to work with her for a whole hour.
Where do you see it? Where has it spread other than her lungs?
I can see some in her brain. I can see some in her bone. I see it in her back, low back.
Wow.
So, like, you know, backside of the pelvis, if you will. And she's a sick girl. She's a sick woman. So see if she'd be willing to talk to me, and I'll be delighted to help her in any way I can.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I know that's not the news you wanted. Okay.
Oh, no.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Take
so
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see who else we have. I believe the next caller is Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
Hi. I'm in Encinitas, California, and you spoke to my husband. Thank you so much. That brought tears to my eyes.
Oh, absolutely. It's so scary when you get those diagnoses.
I know. And I have an appointment with you at the end of the month, too. And I learned of you through Suzanne Geisman, who I'm taking a class with.
She is a doll, isn't she?
Oh, I love her. I don't sleep well. I only sleep three or 4 hours a night.
Okay.
What's with that?
All right. Let me get you on my radar and let's see. Hormones. Are you on hormones?
I'm 70 years old. I went through menopause in my early 20s. All the women in my family have had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I have not. I was on estrogen for some years, and now I don't think it's wise at all.
Bioidentical estrogen or synthetic estrogen?
When I was on it 25 years ago, I was on a patch, and it was probably not bioidentical.
Mm-hmm. Look into the bioidenticals.
Is it safe to add estrogen to your system when you have such a history of breast cancer
Absolutely.
In the family?
Absolutely. Yeah. How old are the women, most of the women that get breast cancer? They're old women. They're older women who, you know, breast cancer hits women usually when they're older. So when we're young and fertile and we got lots of hormones in our system, it helps keep us healthy.
Right.
And so we can fool Mother Nature.
Though.
It don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter.
I got the information earlier through IFM.org.
IFM.org and A4M.com. And both of those places. A couple of other things, Dr. Northrup, who a couple of our callers have mentioned.
Right.
If you go to Dr. Northrup, NORTHRUP.com, she's got lots of information there. The other book that's great, Wendy, is Suzanne Summers' book, Ageless, The Sexy Years. She had breast cancer, and they told her to go off her bioidentical hormones, and she refused. And here she is 20 years later telling the tale, completely cancer-free. And she talks about in her book, you know, you want to keep those hormones at a level optimally of a 30-year-old. And it's going to help keep your bones healthy, your brain healthy, your heart healthy, you know, your whole body healthy. So tricks Mother Nature. Remember that commercial for margarine? Not nice to fool Mother Nature. We can trick Mother Nature and let her think we're young and fertile when we're not. And so absolutely, I encourage you to look into that.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Okay,
and
take care.
I have other Thanks, stuff Wendy. Too, but I have an hour with you later, so that's great.
Yay, looking forward to
okay.
it.
Thank
okay,
you.
I have a
care.
Quick question.
Bye-bye.
Hello.
Is this Roberta?
No, my name is Catherine. I messaged you on Instagram.
Oh, hi, Catherine. Let me put you on hold for just a second. And Roberta, I see you're back.
Oh, did you call on me?
I did. I couldn't find you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hopped off for a little bit because of my son. He's hanging by though. He's being a good
oh,
boy.
Oh, okay. we've got about a minute. So
oh.
we got a quick question. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Maryland, Gaithersburg.
Okay.
One minute. Why don't you tell me this? I have a brother who is very, and you had an article recently about this. You had about a son. He's not my son. It's my brother, but he's very withdrawn and very depressed. His name is Waheed, and he's in New York. I want you to tell me what the best thing for him is to kind of wake up.
Go to Amen Clinics, A-M-E-N, clinics, plural.com.
Mm-hmm.
And read about depression and read about brain scans there. And that'll be a good place for you to start. So amenclinics.com.
Okay.
And that'll be a great place to start. And I need to let you go because I'm out of time. I'm so glad you called back in, though. Thank you for doing that.
All
right.
Thanks so much. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Whew. We got as many on as we could here. For those of you that I didn't get a chance to get to, please call back in next week. Let me know that I didn't get you on, and I will do my best to get you on. In the meantime, you can find everything that you want to learn at AskJulieRyan.com about my book, my classes, these blogs. You can find a lot of information there. You can do a search. And I really appreciate all of you listening. And Mom, what was your handle here? 143, hey, Mom, email me. We'll set up a free session for you. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Be sure to follow Julie on Twitter at Ask Julie Ryan and like her on Facebook at Ask Julie Ryan. For information on how you can ask Julie your question, please visit AskJulieRyan.com.